Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're going to have a covert kill system, you want to be able to give a bunch of people saltwater placebo and then others the toxic injection. And that's what I've seen. I've talked to military people at the grocery store and gas stations, and basically all the military that's active duty we've had in here. We had a Green Beret doctor in here a few weeks ago. He said, my God, he goes, I've had hundreds of shots over the years. He's 50-something years old, was in the military in the 80s. And he says, I have brain fog now. I've never been this sick after they gave me the two shots. And he goes, I probably can't. Well, you saw him on air. He sat right here and talked about it. He was here with his cool dog because he's working in the task force down on the border for the governor. And so there he was. And then we have the Greg Reese report showing out of these databases, I want to see what our guest thinks of this, that certain areas are being targeted with the more toxic lots of this. Tom Renz, you're right at the tip of the spear on this. What do you think's going on here?
Well, it's an experiment, in my opinion. Okay, so I've got a lot of evidence on this, and so I don't mind talking about it. You know, I don't like talking about it unless I can show it. But the evidence I've seen is very, very strong, in my opinion, that different lots are different formulations. Now, whether they're different ingredients or not, I don't know for sure, because naturally everything is super secret. But we're seeing massive increases in side effects in some lots versus others. And the analysis that's been done on this, I got a few really, really brilliant scientists that have analyzed the heck out of this. And it really strongly indicates that this is what we all know it is, one giant experiment. Now, I'm going to tell you, Alex, so some of this stuff, you know, we're not arguing in court, but I've seen enough evidence that I'm comfortable talking about it. What we see is the money is not going towards the COVID shots. So right now, if they could, I think they would let the COVID shots go away and then just put the money in the gene therapy, which they're already moving into the flu shots, right? The money is in the gene therapy. That's where the investment money is. That's where the global investment is. That's where all that's going. So gene therapy, if you look historically, there's been a lot of talk about this. They've been trying to get it handled and get it to become mainstream for a long time, but no one would take it. So now with this whole COVID nonsense, they've forced people to take these gene therapies. By the way, I've got Pfizer and Moderna documents openly admitting that these are gene therapies, so I don't need to get into that. It's from Pfizer. It's from Moderna. They admit it. It's not disputable, right? So what do you do when you put out something new that's untested? Well, you got to test it. So they've got, to me, it looks like they've got different formulations that are going to different places. And I think that they're literally testing out to try and figure out how to best create and develop this gene therapy stuff. Now, we've got evidence that I would say is credible of a lot of other things, but it gets out there far enough that I don't feel comfortable talking about it publicly.
Sure, sure. And I spend all day researching this as well, but you're a lawyer. You've got the documents. They, as you said before they ever did this, admitted they were going to do gene therapy. And now they say, oh, make flu shots and make other shots mandatory gene therapy. And they even said in 2019, right before this was launched on C-SPAN with Fauci, we need a new virus out of China to blow up the old system and make people accept gene therapy. So you're right. This is all about their revolution of gene therapy.
Yeah. They've been very clear about that. I mean, this is really, the money is pushing the gene therapy, and you got to understand that the money and the power is pushing genetic therapy. Now, why is that so important? That I can't prove, but what I can tell you is that's where it's going. That's what they're pushing for. And, you know, they've already tried to integrate this into the flu shot. So if you're getting the flu shot, and I think next year, I don't know if it's in this year or not, there'll be gene therapy in it. So, you know, they're going to try and quietly have the COVID vaccines. You know, maybe we get justice, maybe they don't. But what they're going to try and hold on to is the gene therapy. So just FYI, guys, we'll be suing over that, too. You know, we do know what they're doing. We're going to fight them every step of the way. That's why we need your support. So please do support us at Renz-Law.com and our gifts.
Sure. This is so big. Join me again tomorrow or on the Sunday show. I want to do a full hour on this. Tom Renz, thank you so much. Incredible information. And he's totally right. Thank you, sir. It is a total genetic corporate takeover. In their own words, they admit all this. And thank God he's out there fighting. Stay with us.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
There is a fight against humanity happening around the world. And do you want to be on the side of the eugenicists, the death cult, the Nazis 2.0, or do you want to be on the side of humanity? A couple weeks ago, the co-owner of the NBA's Warriors, we played the clip like five times, we'll play it again coming up next segment. He said, I don't care about these 3 million people in death camps being used as slave labor. I don't care about it. They don't even rise to my beautiful mind. Remember when Herbert Walker Bush's wife said, I don't even care about those dead Iraqis. They don't even rise to my beautiful mind. Well, he made the same sick, psychotic statement of no empathy. And then at the time, I said, can you please get Royce White on? Because he was out there eloquently speaking out against this and even being attacked some places. Like, how dare you not want slave camps in China? So he's an author. He's got, an amazing background to go over his whole bio. It would take a long time. Been a big, successful person in the NBA and now is doing mixed martial arts as well. He's born and raised in Twin Cities, Minnesota. He's currently a professional athlete, former NBA player, and a professional mixed martial arts. He's the author and political activist, and he's been outspoken on issues such as mental health, the Uyghurs, the CCP, corporatocracy, the Federal Reserve, gain of function, and others. RoyceWhite.substack.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Really look forward to the next 50 minutes with you, my friend. We can go wherever you want.
Man, it's an honor to be here, and I want to say thank you for all the work you've been doing. And honestly, man, it's an absolute honor. I appreciate the time. And first, we'll get to Chamath in a second, and I'm glad we got a little bit of time because I want to be able to flush this out a little bit from the ground up of where I'm coming from on this issue and many of these issues. I know a lot about you, obviously, but many people in your audience and you probably don't know very much about me, and that's a deliberate effort on behalf of the establishment. So I first arrived in the public eye as an All-American athlete, right, playing basketball. And I first entered into the public discourse when I was drafted into the NBA and had a huge controversy with them about mental health and mental health policy, which was non-existent at the time. And since then, they have attempted to sort of half-heartedly implement a lot of the suggestions that I made around mental health and mental health policy and culture and attitude and so on and so forth. And at the time, I didn't really want to have a conversation about mental health in terms of how much treatment, adequate treatment the players were getting. Although that was lacking and it was in need of some type of addressing in the NBA ecosystem, but that wasn't the central theme of what I was trying to convey, although the mainstream media took what I was doing, advocating for, and kind of morphed it, as you've seen and as we've all seen the mainstream media do. And so what I was trying to convey was something more like mental health is the greatest social issue we face, and there's an epidemic of mental illness that is fast on the rise and going to explode in the years to come. And also I was trying to say the NBA represents a global corporate community. Professional sports represents a global corporate community. It's the watering hole for a global corporate community. And mental health is a way to say the human condition where mind, body, and spirit converge into our perceivable existence. So how the corporate world feels about the human condition is a great indicator of the overall health of our society, right? And I was blackballed for that, right? And ever since I've been fighting the establishment. And I guess back then I had this arrogant and naive belief that the troubles I was having in trying to discuss mental health policy with the NBA came from some lack of knowledge on their end. There were all these doctors and people around in this conversation behind the scenes that were really perplexed at the NBA's resistance towards a mental health policy, because mental health wasn't full blown in the mainstream yet, but it was on the move, right?
And by the way, I totally agree with you. The number one issue is mental health. We can all see it in our lives. I mean, everybody's disintegrating. I mean, we are in trouble.
Absolutely. So what I realized in retrospect, this is about 5 years after this initial scuffle between me and the NBA and around policy. And again, arrogantly as a 21-year-old, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, maybe there's something I can communicate to them that they're just not getting, that this is the greatest issue of our time. And it's a conversation that needed to be had. But 5 or 6 years later, around when big tech started to admit that their growth model was to go after the psychological vulnerability of common people, it all clicked for me that, of course, the NBA didn't want to have a role in spearheading a genuine mental health conversation, because the entire growth model of this global corporatocracy was predicated around them exploiting the vulnerabilities in the human psychology and an information warfare. And here I am today, happy to be on InfoWars, and I've watched you a lot, and I know you've talked about that a lot. And as I went through that, I started to look out at people who the establishment and the corporatocracy had tried to silence, whether it be you, whether it be Minister Louis Farrakhan, whether it be a guy now like Robert Malone or Steve Bannon or, Peter McCullough or whoever these.
Absolutely. If you go look at who they're shutting down and trying to put in prison, that's the truth tellers.
Those are all the truth tellers. And I was kind of on that initial wave, although my story never really got a lot of traction. Like a lot of people will say, well, you were the Colin Kaepernick before the Colin Kaepernick. It's like, well, not really, because the issue I was talking about didn't come with all of the conflation like racism. It was more straight down the middle. And they had plans to exploit this more directly. So, yeah, that's kind of the background story. And
exactly. Kaepernick's a rabbit hole or rabbit trail. You're going right at the issue. Hey, we're falling apart. And then you learn, as I learned too, Facebook documents come out where they want to make you depressed. They want to control you. They want to make you alone. And they're hitting everybody. They don't care what color you are. They're coming after everybody's children.
Absolutely. I mean, you think of the growth model. And, you know, you saw a guy like Chalmers who now says, well, we don't care about the Uyghurs. He's the same guy that was in the clip during the I forgot what the documentary was, but it was basically the social media whistleblowers and controlled opposition documentary. And he came right out and said, listen, we went after the dopamine. So instead of now, and I say now that, you know, a lot of people are concerned about the cartels in South America and the crisis on our Texas border. And I agree that we have one. I believe in the nation state. I believe in borders. But make no mistake about it, the biggest drug dealers are in Silicon Valley, and the biggest drug is produced inside your mind already with the dopamine, sensors and transport. So, you know, this was all by design, and we are now in a full blown mental health crisis, and you can see it with liberalism, of course, but you can see it across the political spectrum as well, whether it be self doubt, you know, being timid, being fearful, being faithless. All of these things are what Robert Malone called, you know, mass form psychosis. So it's really profound for me to be able to look back at my own story and say, man, I entered into this public conversation talking about mental health, and now we're in a full blown mental health crisis.
Well, that's right. So you instinctively saw the problem and then tried to help. And then when they opposed you, same thing happened to me. Then you learned who they were and what they were doing by trying to do good and then being blocked by them and then understanding the bigger picture. Is that what you're saying?
100%. And even more so, I think there is a, you know, I think a lot of people miss how evil spiritness coalesces and the intuition of people who are working on behalf of evil forces, right? Did David Stern and the Wall Street crew and DC and Hollywood and all of these different institutions know exactly, or the central banks is another example, did they know exactly how Facebook and the whole big tech movement planned to roll out? Maybe not directly, maybe not every individual, but there is a tilt and an intuition toward evil spiritness. And in that, they saw it fit to blackball a young man like myself who had the talent and skill to play at the highest level in order to preserve the effort that they had planned in the future.
And well, Royce White, I've been familiar with your work for years, and I was already impressed with you, but I'm really impressed. No wonder they're trying to, like you said, blackball you and keep you out. You're awesome. You're dead on, and we're going to learn a lot from you here today about all of this, because we are in a war, and if we're aware of the war, we can beat it. If we're not aware, we're going to lose. We're going to come back and talk about this war for the mind, the soul, and this evil spirit of this when we come.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Take the highway to the end of the line.
Former NBA player and current mixed martial arts fighter Royce White is here. And I was familiar with his work because I don't really follow the NBA. The last 20-plus years, I've just focused on what's happening with the New World Order. I followed it before that. I was a big sports guy and definitely liked basketball and football and golf, baseball, everything. But stopped watching it over 20 years ago just to focus on the news. But he's right. The real brainwashing, the real political power is in the sports and in Hollywood. And so he tried to do good there and figured out that it was a bigger agenda going on. And I remember my uncle, my late uncle, was a smart guy, a Vietnam helicopter pilot, and worked in clandestine stuff in Central and South America. I remember him, he would always talk about it. He didn't talk a lot about the mystery of evil. And I guess that's some quote in the Bible about how people that love God have a sixth sense, and we have a connection to each other in discernment, but evil has a discernment, and they're able to network without even talking to each other, and it's real synergy, you see. And so that's really the mystery of evil. And you were talking about that with your own term, about this wickedness and how they really have this very evil agenda. And then finally, they can't hide anymore and go, I don't care about 3 million people in death camps. I don't care if they're killing thousands of people a day. I mean, they're really showing you who they are. So please continue on that particular topic.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that evil forces have a way of coalescing, right? And they have a way of building a natural intuition in people who lack metaphysical faith in God and want to move in a direction further away from God. And I think that the New World Order is largely predicated on that evil force. Yes, there is direct conspiracy, and we should never forget that and never overlook that, because the evidence of that is right in front of our face. But they're also, what I like to say is, when the evidence can be found, we can look at the metaphysical to understand how evil forces conspire.
Please continue. That's powerful.
Well, yeah, and I think a guy like Chalmers, you know, I don't know how high up he is in this. He doesn't strike me as a huge force, a huge decision maker in this entire movement. But his natural, just brazen attitude towards the Uyghurs seemed more spiritual to me, you know. And again, I'm not privy to exactly how involved Chalmers is with this New World Order agenda. But as I see it, the New World Order is a five-headed hydra of the West. You got big tech, you got the three industrial complexes, medical, media, military, and you got the central banks. And they view the CCP as the perfect engine to bring about authoritarian, totalitarian, one government, one currency society. And, you know, it seems that all of them, whether directly involved with people like Klaus Schwab and all of the Bill Gates or all of these globalists, you know, admittedly globalist pushers, they seem to be privy to try and, you know, shill or cover up for China when the time comes. And when Chalmers is asked about the Uyghurs, he just brazenly says, look, I don't care. I don't know if that's direct him being in collaboration at the highest level of this agenda, or if he's just in spirit, you know, moving further and further away from God.
Absolutely. And in spirit is even more important, being inspired by the evil and by that wavelength than even consciously being part of it. But I think he's been told, shut up, go along with it. So he decided to love it. But he shows real hate in his eyes. His eyes gleam when he's like, I don't care about you. They don't even rise up to my, like, they're trash. They don't even exist. So that's very evilly spoken. I mean, he didn't just say, well, that's not my issue. He kind of showed an enjoyment in that they're not human to him.
Troubling coming from a, you know, I said on my guy Jason Whitlock show the other day, we have to be very mindful of these 40-year-old, you know, mid-40-year-old cosmopolitan, omnisexual, atheist billionaires, right? And their incoherence in logic is actually quite profound. I mean, this guy is an immigrant himself. He comes from a refugee geopolitical situation. Like, you know, let's just say the same thing about the situation that your people were in. But that's how they view the world. It's relative. It's all a moral selectiveness that they can determine whenever they want to suit their own needs. And right now, the needs for him are to ride a global agenda, which expands market and creates this monopolistic sort of synergy amongst evil forces, amongst atheists. But then also, right, it's the chips in Taiwan. So he'll say, we don't care about the Uyghurs, but we are concerned about Taiwan. There's nothing more insulting to the intelligence of free people everywhere than when an oligarch says something like that.
It's and like, the way you said it, they flip on the morals when they want and flip them off when they want. And that's what so many of them say, is that I decide when I care, I decide when I don't. I notice that's a hallmark of these people.
Arbitrary rule changes, arbitrary morality is a hallmark of authoritarianism, and it's a hallmark of evil spiritness.
How do we counter that?
Well, I think we have to make a decision right now about American citizenship, to be honest. I think American citizenship is the first and last line of defense against tyranny and against evil around the world. And right now, Americans have really dropped the ball in understanding how our citizenship is being taken from us every day. And it's sort of this quid pro quo, and I see it on the right as well. Like, you know, to me, the left's political ideology is something like, we have to create a man-made solution to deal with all of our existential anxiety, right? Which ultimately comes from them being too far from God. On the right, you have a metaphysical anchor in some respects, although all of us who say we're Christian or believers in God aren't necessarily good Christians or firm believers in God. But the right wingers do something like, they have a hyperinflated belief in the state. They don't understand that when lawmakers become corrupt, then the people who enforce the law are also corrupt, and it all undermines the rule of law. So they have too much belief in the state, i.e. the situation with police and how there was this, you know, profound police lives matter, thin blue line, support our police, support our troops. But we all know when the time comes and authoritarianism is at its peak, the police and the troops who just take marching orders are going to be the ones forcibly vaccinating you and your kids.
Exactly. Right? And that's so, where you got the Q movement is, well, the government can't be bad. It's got to be a secret magic group. Everything's really okay because for right wingers, they had made the state God because we were the Christian country. We really weren't. And they'd understand individually they made it the nation that was strong. And so they had to be delusional because it was too scary to admit, no, the government's captured, because then you got to actually do something about it.
Well, yeah, and my point is, you know, and I'll say this here. I led all of the peaceful protests here in Minneapolis after George Floyd was murdered. But I'm not a part of the Black Lives Matter organization in any regard. Actually, I vehemently oppose all of their cultural and community methods. And I know that it's a part of a bigger agenda of racism, this new three-card Monty, as well as gender and feminism, too. But I will say this. Black Lives Matter has the right energy. They have the wrong ideas, and they have a bad motivation, a wicked motivation.
Well, sure, you got Soros and the globalists wanting street cred coming out and manipulating groups of people that actually have real issues and real beefs.
And here's what the right has done, and I think this has dropped the ball, even for the populist movement, which I'm a fire-breathing populist. Steve Bannon is a mentor of mine, and I support him, and I support the populist movement 100%. But here's what the right has done. The right has tried to, in a full swipe, denounce BLM for all of its corruptness, all of its corruption that exists. But they also want to get out of the real revolution as well, right? They don't want to have to hit the streets and revolt. And that's the...
Stay there. I totally agree. Royce White. Instead of going in and recruiting all these people to be the revolution of populism, no, it then disregards all their real issues and then just basically negates it.
For only 72 hours... Our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I don't want to just make claims, because some people might not have heard this a month ago. It was top story. Chamath Palihapitiya, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, a Sri Lankan individual, who's a billionaire and owns a big basketball team, just said, I don't care about these people. Not just, well, I can't help them. No, I just don't even, they don't even rise up to them. Just, I mean, the arrogance of this, and this is emblematic, while he runs around virtue signaling how he wants, you know, to support Black Lives Matter. Here it is.
Nobody cares about what's happening to the Uyghurs, okay? You bring it up because you really care, and I think that's nice that you care. The rest of us don't care. I'm just telling you a very hard...
Wait,
I'm
you're saying you personally don't care?
I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth, okay? Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line. Okay? Of all the things that I care about, it is below my line.
Disappointing.
Nobody cares about...
Now, what did George Soros say in that 60 Minutes interview? He said, well, if I wouldn't have helped round up the Jews, somebody else would have done it. So, like the market, I just picked the winning side. When everyone has that attitude, we all get enslaved and destroyed. That's conquest versus civilization. And so it's this attitude of it's not my problem, I'm not going to worry about it. Well, then what is your problem? I mean, do I stand up for you if somebody's trying to kill you? It's just such a soulless disconnection. And whatever the satanic force is, the devil behind it, but however people see that in their mind, it is funding and creating and promoting these type of little pathetic jellyfish. And I'm not putting him down because he looks wimpy. I mean, I'm probably wimpy compared to you. But the point is, there's something about these little, weird, effeminate, chicken-neck men. Like, it's not right to say effeminate because they're not like women. Women are powerful. They're like these weird metrosexual wimps who also then love tyranny. Like Tim Cook. It makes me sick.
Well, first I'll say the Uyghur genocide is one of the defining issues, if not the defining issue of our time. Okay, it's a litmus test for all of our ideas about justice and freedom. And for an institution like the NBA and many of its owners and oligarchs that surround it, who want to make claims about social justice and human welfare and global eradication of suffering, they certainly have missed the mark with the Uyghur genocide. And I think it should be a huge indicator to all of us. But, you know, I believe that when you become demoralized, right, before the mass form psychosis, comes demoralization. And when you become demoralized, oftentimes you'll opt for tyranny. These people crave tyranny. They want it for themselves, but in their lack of ability to manifest tyranny for themselves because they're too weak to really run roughshod over the people around them, they'll just jump onto a tyrannical bandwagon. And that's Chavez. And that's the ethos of this entire beta project that has risen to the top of a new world order.
Royce, I'm not kicking your ass. I'm kissing your ass. You are so damn on target because I always mean to try to articulate that. The way you're explaining that is so true. These people are weak and they get reflected glory out of evil and feel like when bad stuff's happening because they pretend and agree with it that somehow they're winning when they're not. That is the heart of this, that these people serve something that will destroy them in the end because they're missing their soul. They're like not connected. They're demoralized, like you said.
Absolutely. I mean, tyranny is the friend of the lost, right? And we see that. And I know that personally because let's use gangs, for example, in the inner cities and black communities, right? There is a gravity towards this sort of moral relativistic, do whatever it takes to survive. It's me or you. Right. And if I can find people who have lost their soul and they feel that sense of, you know, that loss of civility and morality, then I feel more comfortable next to them than I do standing up for freedom and justice. And in the same way, you could say that the police departments have fallen victim to that under this corporatocracy, that I'm going to just do my job. I'm going to just follow orders. But the reality is that, like you said, the people who are getting targeted by the establishment, silenced, deplatformed, blackballed, those are the people who need to rise up and be the leaders in this next generation, or else we will perish.
I could ask a lot of questions, but you've got a lot of points to make. Where else should we go here?
You know, the one that's really been troubling me the most is obviously the vaccine mandates. You know, I led the protests around the George Floyd situation, and I knew from watching the situation from afar as it pertains to politics and corporatocracy and all of these things, that moment was going to be used to again further hijack what should be a very populist movement. And so I led a protest, for example, from U.S. Bank Stadium where the Vikings play here in Minneapolis to the front door of the Federal Reserve. And there are only 12 Federal Reserves, and we have one in Minneapolis. And that never made the mainstream media headlines, but people took notice. And that's kind of how I got hooked up with Steve Bannon and other populist figures around the country. But, you know, I heard people say this whole system is guilty, you know, F the police, tear the whole system down. 3 months later, you know, they were all in support and in favor and even willing to fight on behalf of a medical industrial complex that is patently the system. And the fact that they can't separate the medical industrial complex from the rest of the system shows you how well the psychological warfare has, well, how successful the psychological warfare has been. And we have to fight back again. I mean, we just have to dig our heels in. We have to stop being so civil, especially on the right, especially in the GOP, especially in the Republican Party. Stop being so civil. Stop believing that we can appeal to reason and logic, because certain forces in this world are not interested in reason or logic. It's not enough. And I love Tucker Carlson. I think he's got his finger right over the target as well. But it's not enough to just debunk the logical fallacy, because many of them aren't interested in logic anyway. Who's going to report to the front line when tyranny really rises?
Who?
Me. I'll be there. And I'll be there alone if need be. I know you'll be there. I know there are a good number of people in our society that will be there when the time comes. And we have to get coordinated. We have to invest as much energy in coordinating with like minds instead of bickering amongst each other and hiding in our little corners of whatever money we're getting from whatever interested party. And we have to come together and coordinate as much as we believe that they have coalesced against us.
And I totally agree, because some of the other bigger shows literally think that if they network, somebody's wanting money or something. We need money to operate. Sure, I want money, but it's on my hierarchy of needs. It's not even near the top. I'm trying to network and empower everybody. I don't care if Joe Rogan's bigger than me. In fact, I just hope he gets more hardcore. I don't care if Tucker Carlson's huge. I want him to be. And they figure that out. But so many other people, they still think it's about a competition between us. We're in a war against the globalist and the satanic force, and we've got to come together and unify against it and network.
Look, I believe that the neoliberal globalist agenda has hijacked the status quo, right? They've hijacked the status quo, and now their plan or their strategy is to hold that position by creating an ever-expanding middle. And they're going to use the twin turbo engine of the ever-expanding definition of gender.
Oh, yeah.
And the ever-expanding definition of sexual misconduct. And it's not that everybody's going to subscribe to those lifestyles or those ideologies, but they're going to be forced to bend the knee through civil normalcy. And I think we saw Joe Rogan almost sort of waver on that. And it's not Joe's fault. We need to become more coordinated and more binded for a populist movement to let Joe know that he should never have to bend and conform to the establishment.
No, I totally agree, because he came out and said, you guys have been wrong about the mask and the vaccine and everything, but I'm sorry, I'm not smart. I'm sorry, I'll do better. But, I mean, that's him. I know Joe well. That's him giving the Satanists what they think is a victory. It's kind of a judo move he's doing. I mean, I'm not going to try to judge Joe because he's come so far, but, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I like Joe. I've been a fan of Joe. I think you and Joe's podcast is probably the best podcast in history. But at the end of the day, I think it's a two-prong issue. One, Joe has to find the courage in his own heart to know just how much of a crisis this is, which I think he does to some extent. But each battle has a bigger impact on the overall war. But us as the people around Joe and people like Bannon and people like yourself and people like Minister Louis Farrakhan or Dave Chappelle, we have to get louder, as loud as the Church of LGBTQ, and let them know that we are here to support them, and that regardless of whether or not the establishment goes after them, we will be there to support them and fight alongside of them.
Well, Royce White, folks, will come back on the other side and give you his website. Very impressive stuff. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Segment with our guests at Paul Watson Takes Over. I want to invite Royce White back anytime he wants. I'm starting to do commercial-free podcasts that got a lot of viewers. We'll invite him back to that and to come on any of the other shows or host a Fourth Hour, something that would be like. Royce White is at roycewhite.substack.com. And I followed some of your work, but just during the break looking at it, you know, you're getting into Kyle Rittenhouse. You're getting into the Satanic Temple. You're getting into all these areas. What I see similar between you and I and most people that, you know, care about justice, I think all of us, is we start out from a position of trying to help just because we want to help people. And then we figure out people are blocking that and we think, oh, maybe they're just dumb. And then as you fight that, you learn, no, there's really a evil program going on. And as you said, it's a spiritual program where they're following like a broadcast. And at higher levels, it gets organized. But realizing that is key to then realize there's also networks of good people.
I 100% agree with you. I think, you know, part of this entire big tech social media movement has been to make common people docile. The common folk have continued to vote and purchase against their own interests now for many, many election cycles. So that's one issue. But I think the biggest issue, in my opinion, is Christians right now. Our Christian brothers and sisters, especially on the right in America, in the Republican Party, for example, seem to have this view or approach that says, when all is said and done, God will sort it out. You hear Jesus is coming back. These are the end times. God has the final say. Of course, I agree with those things. I'm a Christian. I grew up Catholic. But they seem to have overlooked that there are righteous and divine wars. And once again, the criticism on BLM is for the logical fallacy that does exist, but it's also to weasel their way out of a righteous and divine war that needs to be fought physically, possibly out in the streets in this country. And that's something that I caution us towards is, yes, God will have the final say, but he's also equipped us with the knowledge and the faith and the spirit to know when it's time to actually fight a righteous and divine war.
I 1,000,000,000% agree that faith without works is dead, and God is in charge, just like the sun makes plants grow. But we're the plants. We're supposed to interface with that, and we have a job to do to oppose this evil and take action against it. We can't just sit back and say, well, I'm not going to breathe because God ought to do it for me. No, you got to breathe or you're going to, I'm not going to get up and cook my breakfast. I'm not going to get up and mow the lawn. I'm not going to get up and change the baby diaper. God ought to do that. No, you've got to do that. God helps those that helps themselves. Then God gives us the inspiration and the discernment and the spirit to prevail if we have courage, because God hates cowards.
And the question we should all ask ourselves or what we should put on trial internally, which is why mental health is probably still the greatest social issue we face, is the mental health topic is the one that forces you to look in the mirror. And in looking in the mirror, we have to ask ourselves, are we refraining from the divine and righteous war because we think God has a better or bigger plan, or are we really interested in our own sins? And I think a lot of it, especially in the GOP establishment, with the neocons and the rhinos and many of those who are still on the fence and against Donald Trump and, you know, all of those things, I think many people are still interested in their own sins more so than are doing the work of God.
Well, that's how it works, is you have sin, it blocks you from God, and then the Holy Spirit says, get out of the way, I'll take control, but then you don't want to get the sin out of the way, so then God can't come through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, look, I know there are many good people, great people who don't believe in God. But us as Christians, we do. Here's part of what the globalist move is. And I think Christians aren't privy to this yet, or they don't see the urgency in that. In a global society where citizenship is lifted and you have the rise of an atheist movement, the 2 billion Christians that are a majority demographic now become a minority. And while all of these leftist movements want to talk about the persecution of women, of black people, of Latinos, of minorities, the LGBTQ, and whoever else they want to say, which is really a three-card Monty, the next people to get rounded up in this country and around the world are going to be Christians. And the example is, or believers in God, let's say. And the example is already taking place in China, and their capitulation and their support of China is an indicator of what's to come for the rest of us.
Well, Royce, you said it. They're either going to be unified by Christ and that energy, or going to be unified by something else, the beast, the Antichrist, which is a global social credit score AI surveillance grid that when you follow its directives like a robot, it lets you live and have food, but you've given up your free will and gone beyond a slave. And so that's really it. God gives us the Holy Spirit, real power, all the gifts, everything that's good. But it's going to come against that, and it's going to say, we can see it now manifesting, but it's also in Revelation, our world would be perfect. We could all unify spiritually and be one mind if we just had these Christians out of the way. And that's what the Satanists actually say in their deeper writings, not, you know, naked cheerleaders, devils, you know, race cars. That's not really the devil, folks. But is total unification of thought under its spirit and its control. And they believe once they've killed all the Christians, then the utopia begins because they can sync with Lucifer.
Right, right. And what Chalmers did there, you know, you can just imagine your Henry Kissingers and your Klaus Schwabs making the phone call and saying, man, would somebody get this kid Chalmers under control? Because he's trying to pull the mask off too directly, and we're not ready for that all-out assault on the 2 billion Christians just yet. But that was playing with that energy. And, you know, the West, though, the West has four particular heresies throughout history. Okay, the first was the scientific method. Then you had democracy. Then you had computer technology. And the fourth is going to be artificial intelligence. And all of it is this attempt to reconcile the gap between us and God through man-made invention. And so I say that because I think there are people who are good scientists I think there are people who believe in democracy. I think there's utility to computers. I think artificial intelligence may even have a place in our society. But the overall commitment to them, the indoctrination, the dogma of these four heresies is really an indicator of our distance from God and our distance from goodness, really. And that's why all of these industries and their success and their market share is really predicated on one central human downfall, impulse, right? Intemperance. And that's what Christian doctrine teaches. It's one of the four cardinal sins, right? And all, whether it's porn, social media, drugs, the list goes on and on and on. Intemperance, impulse, giving away to your fleshly needs, right? And not having the real sense of self and a sense of a bigger picture or metaphysical.
You're absolutely right. And they're trying to get us to give up that higher connection and just plug into it. But if we look at all those things you mentioned, because we're a republic, we're not a democracy, all of them destroy the individual and enslave us in the end. So they all sound great. They all look good. They all have things that work. But there's an evil force using those to knit them together to destroy us and make us weak.
And they all suggest that no goodness in earth can ever again come from the individual, that it all has to come through this authoritarian, totalitarian edict, right? And that's the real bait and switch, that we're the only ones who can usher in goodness, right? And that's a direct heresy of God in the first place. But again, that's kind of the ethos of this.
No, you're right. It's putting AI and the technocrats that run it, that's like THX1138, as God. It's just, it's like this superclass is God. And then they're like the worst people ever.
There is no God. We are God. We will decide what's good and what's wrong. We will be the arbiters of morality. And when we need to, we'll be selective, because some of you just aren't as valuable as we are, like the Uyghurs. And we need to move forward with our agenda. And if the Uyghurs stand in the way between our relationship with the CCP and the greater good they could bring about in our futurist technocrat world, then the Uyghurs are no mas.
Why do you think they're trying to wipe them out? Obviously, they want the land. I know they rape the women and make them, you know, have Chinese babies. But why do they really want to wipe them out?
Well, I think they were a vulnerable population. And I think that China sees them as you know, it's called testing the waters. And I was watching, you know, studying up for today and going back and looking at some of your work. You said that they test you with some of these things, like when they put something in the paper or a magazine and they float an idea that they plan on really going after, they want to see what the people will do. So they took a vulnerable population like the Uyghurs and they said, let's see how the world will react during a second Holocaust or a second global genocide. Let's see where we are today. The George Floyd one almost brought things to the brink, but the race issue divided the true populist movement that needed to emerge out of that situation. See, my view on the state, the reason why I view George Floyd as a pertinent issue is because the state has a monopoly on violence. And the monopoly on violence is the proper mechanism for the state. I actually believe that the state should have a monopoly on violence as long as there isn't an abundance of corruption. And the abundance of corruption is what makes George Floyd's murder and a cop or the actions of police officers so detrimental to the rule of law and justice and democracy and freedom.
Royce White, if you can, we're going to break for 2 minutes. Come back and do 5 more minutes with us. I want to ask you a few more questions. And then Paul Joseph Watson takes over. RoyceWhite.substack.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video. Only way these articles get out is you share them.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.